The North Pacific Fishery Management Council will start listening to testimony next week about salmon bycatch in the pollock fishery. The council will decide if the pollock fleet should have a hard cap on the number of Chinook salmon they catch. Once the cap is reached, the fleet would have to stop fishing. The idea behind the measure is to help protect dwindling stocks of Chinook salmon that go into rivers in western Alaska, including the Yukon. Fisherman Tim Gervais lives on the Yukon and relies on king salmon as a key subsistence species.
One thing that's really great about salmon is vitamin D. We only get 3 3/4 hours worth of sun in December. So the vitamin D's come through our salmon traditionally, and that's a good way to get it for being healthy.
He says in the past few years, subsistence fishing has been very restricted because of low Chinook returns. A family usually needs a moose and 40 king salmon to last the winter. These days, they're only getting 4 or 5 fish. People have turned to chums and whitefish to take their place. Gervais, who sits in the local subsistence advisory council, is also concerned because not enough salmon are going upriver to reach Canada and meet the escapement goals for the international treaty. He says action needs to be taken now to help the runs, not when more research is done or new methods are tried.
We don't feel, as residents of Yukon River, that we can't wait around for 4 or 5 years for this research to be done and analyzed and come out and talked about.
But Gervais is not blaming all of the salmon problems on pollock. He says he knows that they need to change policies and fishing methods on the river as well to try to help increase stocks. One elder even suggested not fishing Chinook for 5 years to protect the species.
I don't want to make it sound like we're trying to shut down Dutch Harbor. We're not trying to be adversarial with Dutch Harbor. All we really want, we're asking for the sustainability of our in-river Chinook salmon fishery.
Mayor Shirley Marquardt, who will be testifying on behalf of the city at the council meetings, says she understands the need to protect the salmon, but hard caps are not the way to do it.
The bycatch of Chinook salmon in the Bering Sea is I'm sure part of the problem. There's no question. And can they do a better job? I think in the last 2 years they've clearly shown they can. So why put the hammer of a hard cap down when that simply means that you would devastate communities that are dependent on pollock if they have another weird year and they go over, like if the hard cap is set low, artificially low, and they have a weird year? Holy cow.
Marquardt argues that the science doesn't show that the hard caps will have a positive effect on the salmon fisheries. She says, we need more information. People who rely on salmon argue they can't wait for that. The proposals before the council have varying hard cap numbers, from 29,000 to 87,000. Some proposals would shut down the entire fishery. Others would be more lenient on boats that voluntarily try to avoid salmon or use developing technology that gets salmon out of the nets. Another proposal doesn't change anything. Next week, I'll bring you updates from the North Pacific Fishery Management Council with testimony from different stakeholders and explanations of the science behind the proposals.